Parshas Kedoshim starts with the Azhara Klolis of Kedoshim Tiyu, and Kiyadur Machlekes Rashi and Ramban about what Kedoshim Tiyu means. So Rashi says Kedoshim Tiyu is Prushim Min HaRayis Min HaVeira, the Ikad Dagesh being HaRayis, Shekol Mokam Shat HaMoitzi Gede Erva At HaMoitzi Kedusha. So Kedusha specifically is focused on HaRayis. So Kedoshim is sort of an emphasis, I guess, of some sort, a Hadgosha again, on the Yisur Arayas. The parasha before just finishes all the Inyanei Arayas, and they'll come later. So that's how Rashi learns. Ramban is chaylik on it. Ramban says, Ramban brings a Taras Kainim. The Taras Kainim says it's just a klolistik adin to be to be nizher. And the famous, very famous Ramban says that it's something which it's a chiyuv to look at all of Torah as klolim and not pratim. So, l'mashal, the Torah gives many surik zela, then the Torah is koilit and vasisa seyosha, the Torah is seyosha, and the Torah gives the surik shabbos, and there's a klolistic inyev nucha shabbos. In other words, Torah goes with pratim and klolim, and a chiyuv is to keep the kolam as well in each case as it may be. That's Ramban. Lamaisa Rashi does come from the Medrash. It's interesting that Ramban asked in the Taras Karnim, it doesn't say Arayas. It's true. It just says generally Prushim. But in the Lashon of the Medrash Rabban and the Yalkut Shemayni, it does say exactly, Rashi's quoting it, Rashi Lashon. I'm not sure exactly where why the Ramban shows the Taras Kainim over it, but Cholofin, Rashi is what Chazal is saying. Lamaisa, but it does ask itself. It says, "V'matam k'doshim tiyu ki kodesh ani Hashem lekeichem." I mean, it's a very, very strange tzustel. If k'doshim, if Mela, according to the Ramban, where k'doshim is a klolistic inyan of toiv, so it's a general inyan of toiv. So okay, so kedoshim tiyu means not only particular mitzvahs, but in a sweeping way to be kaddish. That it's easier to put into pasuk. According to Rashi, where it's a specific inyan in arayis, what's ki kaddish ani Hashem lekeichem? It's strange. I mean, it has no shayches. So what does it mean kaddish ani Hashem lekeichem? That's the sibah for it. That's something that in Rashi needs a hezba. We also say the mashal, atah kodesh, shimcha kodesh, and so on. So do we mean to say, so what does it mean to say that Godo and Arayas, it's something that doesn't mean anything in that sense. So according to Ramban, it seems to mean generally toiv in a broad way, a generic way, all that is good. So fine, so atah kodesh, holy in the way we use it, in a sense, to denote something very, very special, chashuv. But according to Rashi, where it's very specific to Arayas, so all the shyness of Kedosh Yisrael and Kedosh Kedosh, to say it's specific to Arayas, very, very strange. Also, you find the Losh in Godah B'Arayas, Geder Ever, Godah B'Arayas, many times. That it says the Umas HaElam will goiter themselves in Arayas and so on. What does that mean? It doesn't mean, we're not talking about Shnius over here. We're not talking about Issachir. We're not talking about the Gdorim that are possible Rabbanans of Mishmeres. We're talking about the Parash of Arayas. It's another way of speaking of Issur Arayas. So why is the Lashon Godur used over here? The Lashon Godur tends to imply things that are not a problem, it's at atzmam, but they're a gedder for something else. So shnias l'arayis is a gedder. It's the quintessential gedder. Fine, makes sense. But all of arayis, this is just talking about arayis, and godru atzmam, when it says that they will grade themselves in arayis after the marble, doesn't mean that they made shnias. Means they were careful, cautious. So why would the Zoshan speak about godru arayis? One more interesting thing, the parasha before, in the Akdama to the parasha of Arayas, it says, Kimaisa, it's Messiah Shashaftim, fine, So the pasuk here says v'chai behem, and this is where we darshan the halacha that all that pikuach nefesh is doicha omitz in the Torah. So that's what we have over here. It's wonderful, except that this parsha gufa is the one parsha that's not doicha. Gil Arayis is one of the Gimel Chamuris, and it's not doicha. So why would you have a v'chai behem over here listed? Valturim sort of marks it on as a, that it's the pasuk is saying afal pikein, or kilo, despite the fact that it's always v'chai behem, here is also, I'm telling you here, Arayis, which is mochama. But I dover who that the din and the inyan of keeping of the inyan specifically of being doicha Torah, and it's called v'chai behem, and it's given in the parsha where there is no din like that. That's an interesting horror in how the Torah shtol d'avek. So I'd like a little bit to focus on Kedusha, defining Kedusha, understanding Kedusha. The Rambam has a sefer called Kedusha. One of his Yudalas Svarim is called Kedusha. One would expect offhand Talos Tefillin, Sefer Torah, what we call Tashmishi Kedusha, Beis Hamikdash, I don't know what we associate. Kedusha includes two sections, Arayis and Machalos Asuris. Those are the two in Yanim that are discussed in Kedusha. So we have a Tosefis over here of Machalos Asuris, and that is interesting. So besides Arayis and Machalos Asuris, why are those considered Kedusha? And here it says, Rashi says, a Gedish of Arayis. Over there we have a Gedish Kedusha, by Machalos Asuris also. What's the common name? So it's interesting. The Rambam in Shmoneh, in his Akdama to Chelek, the Rambam says, when he speaks about the Tanugis of Olam Haba and so on, the Rambam says that there are only two Tanugos that we have in this world, Achila and Mishkal. In other words, in Yanim Varayis, Yanim Macholis. And both of these are Hanos or Tanugos Gruim. They're lacking. They're far from Shalem v'chulu v'chulu. So the Rambam is giving us a klal for what's kolul in Kedusha. So, I mean, the two inyanim that are our tainug are the two inyanim that are on the Kedusha. So is the common denominator that a person shouldn't be Messianic? I mean, so what's the common denominator of Kedusha? Even the two Tanugas Gruas, we should also eliminate. Why Dafgir and Yanim that were misanik from, does the Torah go and place all these Isurim on it? Because we're misanik from it. But I love it. The Rambam points these two in Yanim, those in Yanim. It's obvious that that's the reason why they belong in Kedusha. So Kedusha and Oineg are somehow related, opposites. It comes from the same Shurish. What is it? Let's start with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Again, the Gemara itself is probably known, but we'll try to understand a little bit the mechanism behind it. So Gemara in Avodah Zarah Yitzayin. So the Gemara speaks over there about Kol Ba'el Yeshuvun. So the Gemara brings a story with Elazar ben Hodiah, a very famous story, that he was on all the Zionists in the world, and he was completely shaku in it. And then he was his Ur Techuva, he cried out, and Shemayim Shem Yisalfim, Ur Shem Yisalfim, they all said, no way. And then he said, Ein Adava Tolei Bi, Eniach Roshe Ben Birkov, V'goa B'Pchia, Ashe Yotza Nishmosei. So and then a call came out that it's Muzat Olam Haba. What is this inyan of Yotza Nishmosei? Why did he die? I mean, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the Rosh Hashanah to die. You know, Kim Shavu Darcha V'Choy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to do tshuva in order to live. So why was dying the end of the story over here? And the mashmos is that only with that nekuda was he zeich d'olam haba. So let's be misbeinin a little bit in a person's nefesh, and understand the koyach of tainug and tsar and what they do. On the normal day-to-day level, the oineg and tsar are sort of a sense that we have should be misrachik to something or miskarv to something. So if a person finds a chair comfortable, he sits in it. If he finds it uncomfortable, he gets up. A person eats something and it's bitter, sour, sharp, something, the person drops it. Person finds it pleasant, he eats it. So in other words, oineg and tsar are, so to speak, a chush that we have to give us input around about the things in the world around us. But they're all positive. A person's foot hurts, so he goes to a doctor, he puts a bandage on it. It's a guide that a person should be able to know how to deal, what to be misach, what to scar from. That's the normal tachlis of tsar and oineg in a person. But there's a much deeper nekuda. If we're to ask ourselves, what is a person living for? The answer would be oinik. In mitzad the chachmas pnim, the balei chachmas pnim, when they speak of the most innermost nekud of a person, it's pinned down as rutzen on the outside and tainug on the inside. In other words, the nekud in a person that wants, that's shoyev to something, that nekuda is oineg bifnim, and it's rotzen she'ifa bachutz. That is what a person is. People who have difficulties and struggles and work hard with a lot of tsar don't give up. I mean, sometimes they do, but that's not cholistic as a siba why a person should just throw up his hands and say, what's the point of it? If a person has no tainug that he can go for, if a person is not shayef any tainug, then the person has no reason to live. Kol oichol tisayef nafsham vayavoa chari mavis. When a person stops eating, Kol oichol tisayev nafsham. A person no longer has a tam in eating. A person no longer wants to eat, then he just shrivels up and dies. It's not because of the deprivation of food per se. It's because what's the point of it? Lo aleinu, achmanasan, people who no longer want chayim, it's because there's an inner hollowness, sense of what's the point of it. It's not the difficulty, it's the lack of any tainug to be shayef to. So if I'm to ask a person, what makes a person live? Mitzad your interaction with the outside world, what's synonymous with chayim? The answer is oinik. That's an akuda pnimis of a person. It's an akuda pnimis of a person, not only mitzad, what do I want? It describes the person. A musician is not somebody who plays music to earn a living. Yeah, technically that's called a musician. A musician means a person who lives off music. That makes him. And a chacham is not somebody who teaches as a profession. It's somebody who is an oyev chacham and he lives to understand. That's his pnimis tikkud of tainuk. So the koyach of oineg, not just as chush, like I feel with my hands on the dark room. This is sharp. This is soft. But as be'atzmius to the person, koyach ha'tainuk and koyach ha'chius is ha'inuhach. The minute you take away the tainuk from a person, now the tainuk could be physical, tainuk could be deeper. There are deeper tanugim. Person has covet. Person that's a little more of a finer type of tainuk and so on. But at the point, the bottom line is, person needs a tainuk, and that makes him. That describes him. That's the person. That's who he is. That's what he is. So when we're looking at somebody who is ra, so if we ask what's the worst thing we could do, mitzad, just like we said, a musician is somebody who's koyach, who's tainuk, who's oineg, who's nekudas ha'oineg, is music. A person who has a nefesh chaya is nekudas ha'oineg, is something ruchni, something. Elazar ben Dodaya was somebody doing the averus of being born on all the arayas, is a mais avera. But because arayas is the most powerful of tanugim of a person, so he got to a point where he had no shaychus to any other oineg in life, except for the most physical of all tanugis. Take it away from him, he has nothing to live for anymore. He's gotten so, his ruchnis tikka koyach oineg became atrophied. It shriveled up, there's nothing there. So if you pull it out, it's like Chachman Atzlan, a person has a tumor, you take it out, sometimes the tumor replaced a part of the heart. So you take it out, there's no heart, either or. That became the heart. So there's no takana for it. Elizabeth Nadaya, because he was shakua in oinek, in tanugas, therefore he got out of it. He ripped out with his tshuva and his bechi and his merirus. He ripped out of himself every bit of tainug for basa, and then there was nothing left anymore. So, but he didn't have what it took to become to live off something else. And it's better if you go back to the Gemara here. The Gemara talks about the musik of Davikube, that Avodah Zarah is like that. A person can live for an ideal. The Avodah Zarah, besides the Chumris Havera, this is what you are. You're all about. And B'meila, at some point, it's Kol Bo'er Shom LeYeshuvun, you can't come back. Not because you can't rip out the Avera, but you don't have anything else to replace it with. That's the Nakud over there. So, Nitzina Lemedim, that the deepest Nakud in a person is Nakudas Ha'inik. The Nakudas Ha'inik determines the person, who he is, what he is. And the simplest Nakudas Ha'inik, the physical Nakudas Ha'inik are two. Achila and Mishkal, like the Rambam says. And as long as a person is dovok in those two inyanim, nothing else happens to a person. There's no ruchnias. I mean, a person can go through the motions, do maisa mitzvahs, and so on. But mitzad den atzmius to the person cannot be shayach to anything else. So that's the Gemara over there in Avodah Zarah. Going to the pasuk of Vechai Bohem. The pasuk as Akedama Tarayas is telling me that the reason the issue that the Torah put around Arayas is in order that the person be yonik his chiyus from the oilam of mitzvahs. So long as a person has a mashal, let's take a very physical mashal. Kids like very coarse tastes, heavy sugar, color red, anything that's very coarse and heavily flavored. So long as he's in that phase, he's not going to be able to sip a delicate wine and be oimid on various shades of tastes. His taste is very coarse, very, very physical, and that's it. until he weans himself off one, and until he doesn't replace his taste with a very fine taste, then he can't do it. You know, one is on the cheshbon of the other. The Torah says, a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the olam of mitzvahs in order to v'chai b'hem, so that our chiyas stops from arayas nachila, and our chiyas starts from something else. And it's both. Without arayas, without isolating arayas, we can't have that oinik, because we automatically will go to the coarsest pleasure we have. It's the easiest pleasure is arayas and machalas, and until we're not menatic ourselves from it, and until we don't begin to deher the chiyus and mitzvahs, we're not going there. I want to explain a little bit the musig of geder, goder barayis, goder barayis, goder barayis. Let's give a mashal. A person has many elements in his life. Let's focus the mashal. Let's say somebody has a big company. A company has many internal divisions. There's a part that develops products. There's a part that manufactures. There's a part that raises capital, and there's part that's advertising. Many, many elements. Every single aspect of the business of the company has parameters. You only advertise X amount. Development is a percentage of the capital you have, plus the anticipated possibility of developing new product. Whatever it is, there are formulas for every single aspect of that business. There's one thing that has no limit. If let's say a profit margin will come along and say, you know, and so much if we're spending 25% advertising, I come along to the person and say, you know, it's not normal to spend more than 10% advertising. It's not a good proportion. It's not right. It's way too much. I'll never say on a profit it's way too much. Why? Because that's the metzias of the company. The nekuda atzmis comes back profit. So anything that's in the world of emtsoim, anything that's in the world of echetimtza, gedorim, parameters come into play. How much should you work on developing a new product? There's a cheshbon. How much should you work on advertising? There's a cheshbon. How much should you make most profit? That's the atzmis of the company. So a person's life is arrayed around a certain nekuda merkazis. Nekuda merkazis knows no gvulis, and everything else is a gvul. So for the personal mashal, for the personal music is etzem chiyus. So how much music has no gvul? But I need to work to earn a living, I need to take care of my health, I need to do this, that, the other thing. So the thing that's atzmi, the nekudas atzmis of a person, has no gvulis, and the nekuda of hechetimtza has gvul. The big step forward is, since arayas and to a lesser degree taivas achila is the coarsest, easiest place for an adam to put his metzias in, like Elizabeth Nodaya, the big revolution is when a person is goyder himself in arayas, when a person puts gedorim, when a person puts a limit to it, that means it's only chetimtza. That change in perception, that which I thought is me, because taivas achila is what I'm obsessed with, this is my metzias, and to say no, this is chetimtza, to move something from my nekudas ha'oinek to chetimtza is the big change that makes that difference. What does it produce in a person? Why is it called kedusha? So let's understand. Let's take a parallel. You have nesuin and kedushin. Nesuin is the zivuk and the dibuk of a man and a woman. That's metzias. Kedushin is a hechetimtza of withdrawing from others in order to allow for a dibuk and a kiruv with ish ve'isha. It's a mashal like, you know, when you want to glue two things together, the first thing they say is clean off, scrape off the surfaces totally so there's nothing else but these two surfaces and the glue, and then it works. The Kedushin be'etzim, Kedushin itself doesn't quite know what it's waiting for. In other words, Kedushin is kol kuloi a designation for something that's not here now. So a woman that you, when a man is Bekadesh a woman, he draws her away from the world of everybody, and he's miyayed her. He focuses her on something that will be. It's not the herd now. And be'etzim, you can't fully the herd till you're not nizdabik, until you don't have the vidavik bishtoi. So that's what Kedushin is. When we talk about the ruchnius in this world, we really don't know what we're talking about. We are physical beings, and we're shakua. Taivas achila is an easy taiva to understand. A baby sipping milk already has that taiva, and some sort of avizrei of the taiva arayas. The person has that those feelings. That's the physical self. As long as he shakua that, and that's memala the person, and that's the person, nothing else is going in. As soon as the person takes these tanugas and is goyder them and says, no, these are good, b'mekoyme b'shaitoy, but this is not me, the person, like a isha mekudeshes, he is drawing back from and leaving an empty space to fill in with something that's beyond. No one knows what a tiny gruchni is until he is toyimit. And in the first stage, he's not toyimit because he's still physical. But I tell him somewhere deep inside there's an akuda and there's a shama that knows there's something like that. And the person can and the person can make a move for it. So it's called Kedusha, because Kedusha is something that we only know the direction, we don't know what it is. Something that's hegdish means it's headed for Kedusha, for the Ribbono Shel Olam. All I know is it's Isser. When I take an animal that's hegdish, and I ask, well, what's special about this animal? So the answer is like this. Mitzad toichen, this animal is designated for something else, for the Ribbono Shel Olam, for the Mizbeach. And mitzad, what's the gear? To me, all I know is what I can't do with it. Hegdish I can't use in any way. I can't mean anything from it. A woman who's Mekudesh looks like every other woman. She doesn't live with her husband. She's not in the same household. She doesn't have any other dinim. But the Isser, the withdrawing from everybody else, is the sign of it, it's a symptom of it, in our Metzius, and understand it in where it's headed to. That is what Eish Mekdesh is. So when we speak about Kedusha, we're talking about something that's beyond us. The Kedusha is a positive Teichen. It's a Teichen of a type of Metzius, that's le'ela le'ela, ato kodesh, shimcha kodesh, kodesh v'yim alucha sela, kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. Those are all, it means we're talking about a metzias that we know where it's located, like an arrow pointing direction, just like the isha mekudeshes, the arrow points to a future husband, the hegdish points to Beis HaMikdash. But what I see is the negative part, the gedesh haboy, the what it's not negia. That is what Kedusha is. So when Rashi speaks about it being specific to Arayis, itaka means that. It's because since Arayis is the most solid dogma, as soon as there's a gedder in Arayis, as soon as I take tainuk, physical tainuk, And I it goes from being what I am to something that I need and use at certain times, I've now opened up a mokum for something else, for Kedusha and so on. The Rambam, when he speaks about Olam Haba, in Hilchos Teshuva, Perkes, he says that Olam Haba is a chayim without hefsik, and it's a toiva without ra. In other words, the two nekudas that the Rambam identifies as being hainu hachtik is the chayim and oinek. Olam Haba is not two things. It's not the pshat that Olam Haba is. It's, you know, it has many, many wonderful features. One is life. It's an eternal tenure, and also it's a very, very wonderful accommodations. The oineg of Olam Haba, because it's be'etzem oineg, it's something which is chius be'etzem. The chius and oneg are two sides of the same coin. And b'meilo calls on a person's she'ifas tanugas of this world, there has to be a hefsik in the chiyus, because the tainugim are peter out. At some point it stops being a tainug. At some point the chayim stops being chayim. The go to the umas oilam were not zoicha, and they got sick and tired of life. There's nothing exciting anymore. There's nothing to do anymore. What's the point of it? He's right. There's just so much you could. For us, and there's so many zaynis you could be boiling. So it does have a share. So at the end of the day, so what is he going to live for? A tainug that's nifsak is a chios that's nifsak. A tainug that has ra with it, it doesn't have a chios nitzchis. Olam Haba is the type of tainug, and that's why Chazal are madgish. There's no achila, no shtir, but tzadikam yeshu nenim iziv ashchina. It's not just, I mean, lechutz are separate things. You could have both of them. You could sit and have meals and be nine of a zivashchina. You could have one without the other. No. The nekudas ha-tainug has gone from achila and shtia to zivashchina. It's hainuach. It's not the two separate inyanim. One is about the daily activities and one is about the keeping your body alive. No, it's the hainuach. That's a description of Olam Haba. Al-Kaparim, getting back to the Indian over here of Kedusha and so on. Kedusha is a core of the Inyanim of Torah. The Arayas is a Isser, and as we ponder the Gimel Chamuras, we ask ourselves, so Avodah Zarah we understand. Avodah Zarah is either or, either person can connect Kadosh Baruch Hu, not connect Kadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, that I understand. Ritzicha, We're built to understand it. Arayas, the only thing bad about it seems to be very pleasurable. So why is that so terrible? Why is it rank as Yaharig Vayaver? Why does it sit on top of the chiz of the person? The answer is because Arayas mitzad, what it does to a person, where it replaces the tainug of a person. It uproots every last bit of tainug in anything ruchnius and puts it into flesh. That be'etzem is oiker chiyus of a person. It's no difference living being shaku and arayas or not living is hainu hach. Because like Elazar ben Hodaya, it's something. So a person can be shaku and arayas and he's doing all mitzvahs. But his hands are doing them, his feet are doing the mitzvahs, but the person is not doing the mitzvahs, because the person is nekudas ha-tainug. And there's one point in a person of tainug, and everything else is ancillary to it. And everything else is just hechatimtza to it. It's something to be mizbeinein on both ends of it. Even the Ramban's pshat of kadash asr mutar lecha also seems to us kind of very unfair. I don't understand something. The Torah asks us so much food, and the Torah has so many surim. So once we already have this piece of meat with all the chayim on it, so why should I work on that also? Like, daya mashat Torah also. What more? The answer is, The chitzonis sheboy, the gedarim, is one thing, but a person needs to understand what the point of it is. The point of it is that a person is where his nekudas ha-tainug is, and one will always be on the cheshbon the other. In as much as we're misaneg on one, we're not misaneg the other. The Rambam, when he speaks about Arayis at the end of his Surabia, so he gives all sorts of etzes. You know, he writes about how Arayis is such an intense Yetzirah, and how Klal Yisrael is Boichel Mishpachos Sehem, and that also, it says when Klal Yisrael heard when they heard Parshas Arayis, they were Boichel. Boichel Mishpachos Sehem, al Iske Mishpachos. When somebody pushes you to do something you don't want to do, you get angry. You rebel. When somebody takes away something that's your core metzias, you cry. Like Avelos, Klal Yisrael cried because they felt that they were being deprived, since they were still human beings. They were just out of Mitzrayim. Arayis was something that was so kosher to them, like Elazar ben Adaya, that they felt basically they lost something. They lost themselves. So the Rambam says it's so hard, so difficult. He speaks about practical things like yichud and so on, but he also says he finishes that hirhurim are only in a leiv pani mechachma. There's a very easy way to get around it. When a person's misaneg, lemoshel, let's take it not in ruchnias. Imagine a person has a big taivis achila, but he's also a big businessman, and there's a huge deal going on now, and he's mamish holding by the wire, and otot he has it, and someone comes and says, you got to go down, they're going to close the restaurant in 5 minutes, you're going to miss out the special, whatever it is they have. Nobody would do it because he's so caught up. His tainug now is the money he's going to make and the deal he's going to have. He couldn't care less. The maila of there's an advantage in this avoida that if a person is memal himself with tanugos of ruchnius, then automatically those other tanugos fall out. Tanugos of gashmius and chumrius come first. We're aware of them first. They're the easiest. If I don't do any effort, they're the ones that come to mind. But if a person pushes himself and learns to be misaneg on other nyanim, then a person deheres, this is a tainug that comes and goes and leaves you feeling blah, and this is a tainug of nitzchias. Mitzad it's oimek, there's ein doimer to tanugis. So the Rambam says a person fills himself up with the oinig of chachma, with the chiyus of chachma, the oinig of chachma, then a person is, that's the best shmir for arayis. All the shmirs of pushing away arayis don't come to the shmira. It's more than a shmira. There's no room for it. When a person fills himself with an oinig of chachma, Then the whole person's metzias, his whole yeshus becomes kule avas achachma, avas teira, and so on. The parasha here, it says, was a parasha that's told to all Klal Yisrael, because gufei teira tol in it, reivik teira tol in it. It's something which is marked by arayis. It's marked by the musik of gidri arayis, the understanding that the core struggle for a person to become Ruchni and Kaddish is to move away, to learn to start putting his world of physical Tainug into Gedarim, into boxes that they're needed, and that's it, and to bring out in himself the Tainug of Avas Chachma, and begin to draw Chiyus and Oinig from things that are ruchnius, and a person that is zeicha to the nitzchius of Oz Tisanag al Hashem. Shabbos.